Well, obviously, I'm happy with the win. I mean, we need all the ones we can get. You know, I thought our guys played hard. I really did. I especially that group that started the game. I think the first media timeout, we held them to 3 points, and we can typically score through stretches, but our defense hadn't been good because we just, quite frankly, we don't play hard for long enough. And I thought tonight, out of 40 minutes, I would say we probably played hard for about 36 minutes. I think down the stretch there, we let up a little bit, but it's a good step in the right direction.
Did you feel like there were more inspired? You had your post game the other day was just a little more calling them out. Did you feel like they were a little more inspired from some of that?
Well, I didn't feel like I called them out. I just felt like I told the truth. I hope, you know, if your coach says it's got to mean something to you, I mean, I don't think anybody wants that. I don't want my boss coming to my office telling me, hey, man, it don't look like it mean nothing to you. I don't want that. So if you got any ounce of competitiveness inside your body, then someone saying it doesn't mean nothing to you, I hope that will inspire. But more importantly, our guys deserve the credit for deciding to play harder. You know, playing hard is not easy. If it was, everybody would do it, and everybody don't play hard. They don't.
And you felt like they did. It meant something to them tonight. To try to come out.
Well, it meant more. Yeah, I mean, you know, they've talked about it since the last game, multiple occasions, and I guess it moved them to the point to where they would want to talk about it. But yeah, I mean, I think it meant more. I mean, I heard more talk. You know, it's hard for something to mean something to you if you don't say anything. But I heard a lot of talk out there. When other guys didn't do it, I heard guys say something to them. So, yeah, I think it meant a little more to them.
It seemed like when you guys had some good minutes offensively when the ball was moving, you'd bring in another group. It seemed kind of contagious to others when some other guy would come in and the ball was just moving.
Yeah, we're better when the ball moves. We're better offensively when we don't dribble. But it's hard to tell them not to dribble because it's basketball. But we're better when they don't dribble it. We'll continue to try to work on it. But when the ball moves off the pass, we're pretty good offensively. We've got some good weapons. But man, when that ball gets to dribbling, man, it's bad basketball to be quite honest. And I'm not promoting that, but got to meet them somewhere. I mean, they're out there playing. But, yeah, we're better when we're passing it. And hopefully we can play hard enough to where we can move to some X and O's. But right now, let's just get these guys playing hard.
Coach, talk about Tulio. He was a real force for you inside tonight.
I thought that he did a good job making himself available. And, see, Gage is a fantastic passer. Gage draws a lot of attention. And he was able to find him numerous times for easy buckets. And I thought Tulio's play hard on the offensive glass was good. I mean, that's Tulio da Silva that we saw today on the offensive glass. You know, it's been a lot of talk about him and Gage playing together. I mean, all that stuff is smoke in the wind, man. You got to play hard. I mean, him and Gage playing together, that's the best thing ever for Tulio. He can get all the rebounds. He should. He's going up against other teams' four men in the Valley. He should get every rebound that he wants. But you start listening to all that crap, and it causes you to be not locked in, disengaged, and you can't play hard. And then if you can't play hard, nothing matters. So it was just good to see him play hard, and the ball found him, and the ball's going to find him. He's really active, athletic, bouncy. And, you know, he was playing hard, man. I mean – he was playing hard, and that was good to see.
And then Keandre stepped up and made some big shots.
Yeah, I thought he was playing hard too, you know. He made some really nice shots. He's always been a guy that can make shots. But, again, sometimes, you know, when you're not right mentally, you know, you struggle a little bit. But, you know, he's been great from what I've heard in practice the last couple days. I know he was great before the game. You know, it meant something to him today to play well. And, you know, you don't just wake up in the morning and say, okay, I'm going to play well. I mean, if it was that easy, I mean, what would life – I mean, the 49ers defense would have played well in the fourth quarter the other day if you just say, hey, I'm going to play well. right? So I don't know. He wanted to play well. He played hard, and he ended up playing well. Yep.
Gage seemed limited 10 minutes tonight.
Yeah.
Is that more managing him?
Yeah, it was because of the score of the game. Yep. You know, he's had a little soreness, you know, reappear in his leg. So it's February. You know, we're in the middle of a race. Because we still, we're only 2 games from third. So we're still in a race. But I thought he made the most of his minutes. But that was all because of the score. Yep.
And rewarding Ross for his hard play with the start tonight. Just talk about that.
You know, man, my grandmother, bless her heart. I mean, she didn't raise a fool. I mean, I'd be a fool not to play Ross Owens. He's the hardest playing kid we got. And that's really all I ever ask from a team is to play hard. We normally don't get too picky about a lot of stuff. I mean, you know, I wouldn't advise you to come watch us play and think you're going to a clinic. But I would advise you to come watch us play if you like people that play hard. And, you know, Ross Owens plays hard. And he's going to continue to play. Josh Hall plays hard consistently. Jamonte Black plays hard consistently. But, yeah, I mean, Ross is in there now. How many minutes did he play tonight? 19 minutes, yeah. I mean, he's in there. Couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, but he was in there. So.
How close were you to not coaching tonight?
Oh, I wouldn't miss a game. I missed practice, but, I mean, I got to do my job. But, no, it's Dan. You know, I wanted to see Dan. But, no, I won't miss a game. At least I don't think so. But, no, I mean, the team needs us all right now, you know, coaches and everybody. So, but it wasn't that bad.